Welcome back. Well, according to a new survey, the National Federation of Independent Business says that U.S. small business sentiment has fallen to a seven-month low. Here to discuss the challenges small businesses face, particularly minorities, is Baron Davis, former NBA star, entrepreneur, and Small Business Revolution host, and Amanda Brinkman, Small Business Revolution host. Thank you both so much for being here. Congratulations on a new season. Tell me, why did you decide to focus on Black-owned businesses, and why the Twin Cities, where your efforts are this season?
So each season, the Small Business Revolution works to revitalize a different community through its small businesses. So for the past five seasons, we have seen directly what an impact it makes when you invest in small businesses and the ripple effect they are able to have within their communities. And so, you know, in Minneapolis and St. Paul, that's our home. You know, we wanted to bring the Small Business Revolution back home in order to be a part of the solution. So economic empowerment is one of the ways forward as a society. And so we felt like by investing in the small businesses within Minneapolis and St. Paul, specifically the Black-owned businesses, that we could do our part to be a part of the positive change and healing within the Twin Cities.
Well, I happen to have a number of relatives still in the Twin Cities, so near and dear to my heart here. Baron, I want to field this to you. Why did you sign up for this product? What did you see in it for this show? And what have you kind of learned along the way?
I've been a fan of this show and huge fan of Amanda Brinkman. I think she's a Steph Curry of small business and figuring out how to activate small business. And the show was just inspiring. So, you know, I connected with Amanda. I kind of begged her to let me be on this show because I needed, you know, to kind of put, you know, some purpose and some intent into my life. And, you know, I needed to learn really, you know, how to function as a small business, right? Because in the NBA, you're in this big corporate, you know, conglomerate that you never really get a chance to like understand the worth and the value of everybody on the chain. And so, you know, I was so excited to do this. I learned a lot. You know, I got a good business mentor and now I know how to run a business.
Amanda, I want to ask you, you know, the city was so sort of devastated from the Black Lives Matter protest. Businesses really suffered there. What are some of the challenges that people are dealing with? What are they trying to overcome?
I think the challenges that small businesses specifically are facing are the ones that have historically been barriers for entrepreneurs of color since the beginning of time. And so, you know, part of what this program is trying to do is really provide those resources and education to all entrepreneurs, but to specifically show what happens when you invest time and energy and expertise and resources in Black-owned businesses. So, you know, when we think about Black entrepreneurs, some of the systemic barriers are things like access to capital. We need to close that gap. But it is also access to business training and education and those resources to know kind of the how to run the business piece of it. You know, access to those kinds of resources aren't equal. And so this show is trying to do its part to try and level that playing field to whatever degree we can. And so I think we are going to be also very inspired by these stories.
Absolutely.
I mean, these six entrepreneurs are such an incredible example of the Black excellence that is in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And I think we would love for people to see what happens when you intentionally support Black-owned businesses and seek out how to support entrepreneurs within their own community as well.
Totally. And Baron, just following up on Amanda's answer there, what are some of the struggles that Black business owners face currently?
Multiple. One, it's not being seen, not being heard, not being recognized, not having the opportunities, not having the playbook, and not knowing where to find their resources to pivot. So when you add all that up and then you start thinking about, you know, corporate, big business, small business, right? As that money starts to trickle down, they're in neighborhoods and communities that aren't being serviced the right way, cleaned the right way. And so the financial resources are being spread around to fix problems, but not to enhance, you know, the future and the betterment of the community. And so, you know, I just think that the entrepreneur is facing so many challenges, but they're so inspiring because they don't care, right? And, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul, they care about Minneapolis, St. Paul, they care about St. Paul, and they care about the 40, 100 houses that are in their community. And that's where, you know, I think, you know, we always talk about the struggles, but we also need to know, like, where are these entrepreneurs navigating, right? How are they navigating to get themselves out of the struggle or to pioneer themselves to a place where they can be recognized? And that's what we're trying to do with the show, is bring another type of focus and inspiration and love and shine a light on those people, because they're the real rock stars, you know, in the Twin Cities.
And Amanda, I want to ask you really quickly, you know, large companies have this vaccine mandate that may go into place. Have small businesses been impacted in the same way at all?
I'm sorry, I just didn't hear what you said. I'm so sorry.
I was just wondering, small businesses, are they impacted by any of these vaccine mandates? Are you seeing people holding back from getting vaccinated, for example?
Oh, you know, I think every business needs to make the right decision for them. But I do think when we're thinking about things like COVID protocols for small businesses, it's really important to always err on the side of your most conservative or your most, you know, kind of safety adherent customers, in order to make sure that they are comfortable. And so I think small businesses are really trying to figure out the right way to navigate that, as well as survive this kind of unprecedented time. But I think a lot of the things that we're seeing small businesses focus on now on the other side of kind of the stay home mandates and some of the things that happened over the past 2 years, we're seeing businesses actually emerge, you know, in, sometimes in healthier ways. They're more focused on profitability. They're more focused on their digital footprint. Some of these things are areas of the business that needed attention historically, and now they're focused on it more.
And Amanda, we got to leave it there, but we really thank you both for bringing your insights and your story here. Amanda Brinkman, host of the Small Business Revolution, Baron Davis, also a host of Small Business Revolution and former NBA star.